So here's the question. Why is it, and I've noticed this my whole life, if they want to be your friend, they want something. If they're not getting anything, they're not your friend. I've had one or two. It's like, can't you enjoy your freedom and be friends with somebody? Why do people always want to take? I know when I was selling books online for 5 years, and then I quit that and I came back to the real world, regular job. I could see it in people's eyes. Every time they looked at you, they wanted something. I could see it in their eyes. It's like I was disconnected from society for 5 years, but when you go back into it, it's like just going out your front door, they wanted something. It's like you could just tell by the way they look. They want something. They can't just be a friend or talk to you about deep spiritual stuff or ideas or concepts or math or science or whatever. They're always wanting to take. It's never give, it's always take. And they're always looking for a door in to get something. You'll see your neighbors walk out and they'll get on the front porch, start smoking. They're scanning, see who they can, they're looking for prey. Seriously. And then you got the covert kind, you got the overt looking for prey, and then you got the covert looking for prey. And it's like, don't you have your own reality, your own world? Don't you have your own stuff going on? Why are you trying to take from other people? And it just keeps going. And I've seen it my whole life. They think that they are so slick and that you're naive that you don't see through them. For real. They have this mindset, especially in the corporate system. Well, you know, you could use, because you give them work to do, you could actually get work out of them. You could get something out of them. I heard somebody say, I was thinking, do it yourself. This is how they rise to the top. They put that apple out there. Well, we'll give you some contracts, but I need you to do this work for me, you know. That's the way they think. It's such a bizarre game. It's off the roof, you know. Blows your mind. And it's a real thing. I wish it wasn't real, but it is. That's probably why women have a hard time with men, because but see women do it too, because they're thinking money. The man's thinking sex, the woman's thinking money. Not all of them, not all men, not all women, but my point is, that's probably why when you scroll through one of those Instagrams, the men are giving the women a hard time for gold diggers and all that stuff. Is she a gold digger? Yeah, she's a gold digger. I thought you didn't want to talk to me until you saw me getting my little Ferrari. Now you want to talk. Okay. So that's my point. It's like they don't want to be a friend to any people unless they got something to give them. And I'm not talking about just women. I'm talking about both, everybody. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good, in order to give to him that needeth. Most people just want to take. Ephesians 4:28-29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to edify. And let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good in order to give to him that need it. And so everything out of their mouth, if it's corrupt, now think about it. That one verse, those two verses are side by side. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Let him that work, let him work the thing which is good in order to give to him need. Now those two verses are right beside each other. So if you got somebody, everything out of their mouths is corrupt, then most likely God put that verse in there to show you that that person's not going to give, they're just going to take. Hello? Come on now, somebody. I need to give that. I mean, those two verses are beside each other for a reason. There's no coincidences in the Bible. There's no coincidences in the Bible. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good in order to give to him that needeth. The ones that are really in need, they usually don't ask for anything. Unless it's just a dire emergency, you know. And the verse right beside it is, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to edifying. So people who are tearing down, think about it. They're trying to tear down your, put you in, get you used to abuse, right? So they're tearing you down. If you'll take that, if you'll take the language of abuse, right, then it clicks in their mind. These are predators. That if I can tear them down with words, then I can steal from them. They'll take that kind of abuse, so then they'll take this kind of abuse. Hello? And we find out that's the way the narcissists work. They try to tear down. The Jezebel tries to demasculate. If she can demasculate you, then she can steal from you. She can be a gold digger then. But when you have strong boundaries, where are they? Where are the friends? Even if you got strong boundaries, where are the friends? Where are they? You got such strong boundaries that you only talk to people that are wanting to grow spiritually, wanting to grow in some way, shape, or form. I don't care if it's somebody who's not saved. I'll talk to them if they have a mindset of growth. But most of the time they don't, you know. Life gets them down and tears them down. They just have no, there's nothing in them. There's no spirit of truth in them to pull them higher, you know. I just went and dug a hole. And drilled some holes in a plastic bucket, put a flower pot out. Filled it full of dirt, just because I've never done that before. So I thought, you know, let me try this. Put some kind of plant in there. It was a plastic bucket that was round and looked like a big flower pot. But so I'm gonna try to Google tonight what kind of plant would stay in the least maintenance. The least maintenance. Come on now, somebody hear what I'm saying. The predator has to tear you down. They don't edify before they can steal out of your pocket. You see what I'm saying? They all work that. They have to. Those two verses are there for a reason. Has to be.